I had a friend who was Buddy's road manager when he started his band again in, when was it? 60 something.
And what was the name of the road manager?
Steve Perlow. Anyway, he got me an appointment with Buddy. I went to Vegas, and in intermission, I went up to his dressing room, and he tried to scare me. He'd get the scowl on his face and say, "What are you going to write for my band?" And I said, "Well, something hot, I suppose." And anyway, for some reason, I wasn't afraid of him. You know, I figured if I just let it set, you know, eventually it would cool off, which it did. And I wrote a few charts, and he liked them, and had me write some more. And turned out we became good friends, and he liked very much what I was doing for him. And, but I would send those charts away. You know, I'd finish the score, I'd put it in the mail, and a year or maybe 2 years later, I'd hear a recording of it, and it's totally different from what I would have done. You know, the tempos were different, usually faster, and plus that incessant bass drum, you know, this is almost making the bass superfluous. But you know, he was up for it. Whatever I sent him, he accepted and liked it.